From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial help. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation. The foreign minister of Sudan denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
I say this even though the ongoing conflict and lack of access to key areas has made it impossible to develop a fully detailed and comprehensive picture of all that Daesh is doing and all that it has done.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The Islamic State has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group, IHS Jains, says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group, both in Syria and Iraq. Jains says IS is increasingly isolated. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It is a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. The declaration would unite three Kurdish-controlled provinces. This is VOA News. Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday that Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group.
One thing is clear, though. Russia's entry into Syria didn't impact our campaign against ISIL. Along with our coalition partners, we're intensifying our campaign against ISIL in both Iraq and Syria, and will continue to do so until ISIL's dealt a lasting defeat.
Meanwhile, the United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide permits needed to send humanitarian aid convoys into besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
United Nations convoys have delivered desperately needed humanitarian assistance to nearly 260,000 people living in those areas of Syria since the beginning of the year. Aid agencies aim to reach more than 1 million people before the end of April. The UN, however, says it has not received permission to enter six areas, most government-controlled, where hundreds of thousands of people have received no relief supplies for more than 1 year. It is calling for the blockade of these places to be lifted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen. The announcement comes a year after a Saudi coalition launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing into the sea Friday. Morocco has ordered 84 United Nations peacekeepers out of the Western Sahara. It took the move after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the Moroccan presence in the territory an occupation. Morocco considers the area a part of its territory. It accuses Mr. Ban of failing to be neutral on the matter. The U.S. Justice Department and the city of Ferguson, Missouri, have reached an agreement that resolves a lawsuit filed by the federal government against the city. The federal government wants the city to make changes to its police department, which has a majority of white officers. The department accuses the city of allowing a pattern of unconstitutional police conduct. Ferguson, Missouri, is where the fatal police shooting of black shoplifting suspect Michael Brown sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. Police officer Darren Wilson was cleared of any wrongdoing by the Justice Department in the shooting, and a St. Louis County grand jury found no reason to indict him. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.